News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A shooting at a mosque complex in California has killed three people, two suspected teenage gunmen later found dead. With us is David Smith, who is Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. David, can you bring us up to speed on what occurred?
Hi, yes. Well, there were two teenage suspects, aged 17 and 19. They opened fire just before 12 noon at the Islamic Center of San Diego in the Claremont neighborhood of that street. And the center includes a community center and a school and a mosque. They killed three men outside the building, including a security guard. And it sounds like the security guard really helped save lives with his actions to intervene. And then these two suspects fled a short distance. They were found dead in a vehicle from apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds. So a total of five people died in this incident, which the authorities are investigating as a suspected hate crime. It was also a very distressing scene because with the school being there, there were plenty of children on site, anxious parents arriving, looking for them. Fortunately, no children were injured in this incident.
Must have been horrendous for the parents and for the children involved. Now, obviously, given the nature of the location, you would expect that it might be investigated as a hate crime. But I see that Police Chief Scott Wall has cited hate rhetoric linked to the incident.
Yeah, the mother of one of these boys contacted the police a couple of hours before it happened, saying that her son was suicidal and several of her weapons was missing. The son, the companion, were dressed in camo. They had he'd also left a note, although that police officer doesn't want to say what the note specifically relays. But it comes in a climate of rising Islamophobic violence in the U.S. The Council on American Islamic Relations noted 8,683 civil rights complaints last year, which was the most the group's recorded since 1996.
And it has drawn, unsurprisingly, it has drawn condemnation, possibly slightly surprisingly, it has drawn it from both sides of the political spectrum.
Yes, we've heard from Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who's a Democrat, and Donald Trump himself sort of made a brief comment about it being a horrific situation. I think violence of any kind still often does get bipartisan condemnation, and there's an awareness right now that this is really a growing scourge in the United States. There have been other attacks on mosques and also a particular surge in attacks on synagogues and a rise in anti-Semitic violence, which members of Congress have been talking about just in the last couple of days, that it's no longer hidden beneath the surface. It's quite open, and there were many Jewish Americans who are genuinely fearful now. So I think many politicians across the spectrum are aware, becoming aware of just how pernicious all of this is.
That's the Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, David Smith. David, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.